Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending January the 21st, 2024. I've had a busy week. It's been a really busy week. I launched The Fall of Wolfsbane, Ravenglass Legends Book 1. So that is now out. That is now available. It's in the world. People are reading it. People seem to be enjoying it. So that is good. Yeah, really pleased with how that's gone. Obviously, a lot of work goes into doing a book launch. Been really nervous about this one. I don't know why. Just hit with the self-doubt and loads of stuff. But I don't know. I don't know why this book launch seemed like more of a big deal than some other ones. Maybe it's just because it's such a big book in itself. And it's a kind of, you know, big undertaking. I mean, it's, you know, it's my biggest novel that I've released. It's kind of twice the length of a lot of my earlier novels. And, you know, it's kind of building on the Ravenglass Chronicles. It's a different thing, different story, different characters. So, yeah, I'm sure there's a few reasons why I feel a bit like, ugh, how the readers like this one. But, yeah, I don't know why. Felt like a bit like, ugh, about this one. So, yeah. So, also, I've been working on The Wolf and the Wyvern, which is book two. So I'm about 8,000 words left of my redraft of Ragnar's arc, and I have been posting the early chapters of this onto my Ream channel. So if you go on to johncronshawauthor.com and you want to read much of Ragnar's arc already that he's posted, you can do so. It's there. It's live. But that book's not coming out for a year, so. Yeah, early access, and it's, you know, it's unedited, it's my draft, so, you know, it's a window into the creative process, I suppose. See what a hack I really am. In terms of Ream, though, I do want to say thank you to Robin for subscribing. So, yeah, cool, you're on the Rogue tier, that is awesome. Really appreciate you being there, and, yeah, I welcome your comments, feedback, anything like that, you know, get involved in the discussions. Because, you know, this is a collaborative thing, I hope. So that's cool. In terms of reading, I read a book called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. This was kind of general fiction. My wife had read it and she said, oh, you might enjoy this. You know, obviously I'm visually impaired. I'm legally blind, but I did used to love playing video games back in the day when my eyesight was better. And this was a story all about kind of 90s video games and game design. And it was really about kind of creativity and the creative process and about relationships and about how you can basically have a kind of platonic love story, I suppose, between two creative people and how it doesn't have to go beyond that. But, you know, there is a depth when you're creating things with someone. Just whatever you want to, I don't know, whatever it is, some kind of linking of souls, if you believe in that sort of thing. But yeah, there's definitely something there. And I recommend it. It's an interesting story. There's definitely some cool stuff. I enjoyed a lot of the gaming stuff in there. There were quite a few games referenced that I knew and little references that, you know, might not be obvious to people who aren't probably into games or sci-fi or things like that. So, yeah, definitely worth checking out if that's the type of thing you're into. So next week then, I mean, I have worked flat out this week. I have been working on my launch. So I'm probably going to take it a bit easier next week, have a few days off. I do need to write, I think I'm up to date with Punks vs. Zombies. I think I've got the next episode scheduled. So, you know, I've got nothing urgently that needs doing. So probably just checking that my you know, my book's doing all right and faffing around with boring things like Facebook ads. So yeah, that'll be exciting, won't it? But yeah, now yeah, we'll see. Anyway, I'll probably end up, because I'll say, oh yeah, I'm gonna have a break, I'll have a rest. Every time I do that, I'll just get bored and then I'll just end up writing again. So I'll probably end up doing more on Wolf and the Wyvern if that is what I need to do. So until next time, cheers.